You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio is adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Aisha Moore, the communications director at AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on August 21st, 2012. Last week, I attended the 6th annual CDC National Conference on Health Communication, Marketing, and Media in Atlanta, Georgia, which provides a forum for the discussion and exploration of health communication, marketing, and media. Topics and panels covered a range of issues important to many of us in the health communications field. On the Sexual Health and the Digital Age panel, I was joined by leaders in new media, including Sally Cherry from the CHAIR Project, who participated in a training with AIDS.gov in 2009 and became hooked on new media. She presented on using virtual worlds such as Second Life to attend virtual conferences and host HIV Awareness Days events. Tim Kordick of the Los Angeles Unified School District presented on Project U, which uses print, mobile, and web to bring young people information and services on sexual health. This project uses peer leaders to develop the content and students for the creative aspect. On the panel, I shared AIDS.gov's lessons learned from the past, including guidance on the digital government strategy, new data from the Pew Internet and American Life Project, and results from the National Minority AIDS Council HIV and New Media Survey. I also spoke about some of AIDS.gov's accomplishments from this year, such as launching the AIDS.gov website in responsive design and the Facing AIDS mobile app, both of which help our audiences get the information they need and engage with the AIDS.gov project. At AIDS.gov, we encourage our audience to repurpose information, but recognize that it may often feel burdensome to maintain so many communications channels. Fred Smith from CDC presented on content syndication as a solution to those woes. Mr. Smith mentioned the digital government strategy's focus on making government content available anytime, anywhere, and on any device. CDC does this through an Application Programming Interface, or API, that allows them to simultaneously update and display content on the CDC.gov's website, the mobile site, RSS feeds, e-cards, and iPad, iPhone, and Android mobile applications. The CDC API goes beyond their own channels, as many organizations, for example state and local governments, can include CDC web content on their own sites through the API. In another session, HealthFinder.gov shared that they also have an API. In fact, AIDS.gov also has an API for our HIV Prevention and Service Provider Locator. In the session Reaching Communities of Color, Dr. Ivor Horn presented on her collaboration with the website My Brown Baby. Dr. Horn is a pediatrician at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C., where she found that more of her patients were heeding her medical advice after they saw her speak on local media outlets. Dr. Horn took the opportunity to become a trusted doctor for families in African American communities. She teamed up with Deneen Milner's website, mybrownbaby.com, to create Dr. Ivor is In, a monthly column where she shared her expertise and personal experiences. A content analysis of the website after the series of 6 blog posts showed an increase in the numbers of mentions of words like child, baby, and parents, and more health and media-related content, an example of reaching your audience where they are. Dr. Lisa Solomon of Apt Associates showed how working with minority-serving institutions, or MSIs, can help reach minority students on college campuses. 7 MSIs were funded through the Minority AIDS Initiative Fund, administered through the Office of HIV and AIDS and Infectious Disease Policy in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Each institution identified social marketing strategies to increase retention and participation of students in evidence-based HIV interventions, testing campaigns, and educational sessions. On the last day of the conference, the organizers offered an inspiration shop. 5 presenters gave Ignite-style presentations about what inspired them. Putnam Keller opened the session and reinforced the role of thought leaders as those who give away their ideas to others for the greater good of improving health. CDC's HealthComs Works is a platform that inspires her. Andre Blackman of Pulse and Signal shared that programs intersecting innovation and public health inspire him. He mentioned Data Design Diabetes, which was an innovative challenge that used crowdsourcing to address diabetes care in the U.S. Beyond the examples of inspirational health communications projects, the presenters and participants also shared their personal inspirations and energized the conference participants on the last day. Trying to gather information for this blog and live tweeting made it a challenge for us to capture everything in the inspiration session. In fact, there was so much activity that the hashtag HCMMConference was trending that morning. After the session, we created a Storify to document what happened and what was shared to use as a future reference. We were able to pull from sources including Twitter and YouTube to document the experience. CDC also piloted a virtual conference, and all of the sessions from the main room were streamed live. Between the activity on Twitter and live streaming, it allowed those afar an opportunity to participate in the conference. After a few weeks, the hashtag HCMMConference is still very active, so please join the conversation. Did you participate in the conference? Share with us your takeaways at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.